All right, everybody. Welcome back to Live with Cameron and Lucia. My name is Cameron.
And my name's Lucia.
Lucia. what's my name again? I think I'm forgetting my name.
No kidding. But that goes along with the question, though, that you posed right before.
Physics, yeah.
Am I here or am I not?
Am I here or am I not here? In my perception, I'm here. And in my other perception, Matt is here with us, too. Matt James, of course, is the president of American Pacific University and the Empowerment Partnership. Dr. James is committed to lifelong learning as reflected in his many degrees and certifications. And we've talked to Matt many times. We love him dearly. And he's a lovely, lovely man. And I'm going to bring him on right now. Matt?
Sounds good. Hey, Matt. How you
hey,
doing?
Man. Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning to you.
That's a great question. Are you here or are you not? I think the answer is yes.
The answer, perceptually speaking, yes, I am here.
Yeah.
But to someone else who doesn't know me, I don't exist.
That's true. Even to yourself, you may not exist, depending on what book you're reading at the time on quantum physics.
Truly, truly.
You know, that's a good point, though. You know, because I think that there are aspects of ourselves that we don't know exist. So therefore, there are faces of ourselves that we don't know exist.
Exactly.
You know, it reminds me of actually the Billy Joel song, The Stranger.
There's a stranger in me.
You know, it's interesting because, I mean, I actually kind of, I think about that song and I absolutely love it because, you know, have you ever, it's one of those, the verses is, have you ever let the lover see the stranger in yourself? I mean, have you ever let, you know, let yourself see different aspects of yourself? So, you know, maybe we are here, maybe we're not.
We're already going really deep, and this is right at the beginning.
What can we say?
Let's just jump in. Plug your nose and jump in.
You know, Matt. Ultimately, the question being quantum physics is such a deep subject, and there's been so much talk lately on quantum theories, and even scientists now are spending a little more time looking into quantum theory. So, what are your thoughts on the quantum physics and why is it now and not before? You know, why are we paying attention to it now and not 20 years ago? You know,
yeah, I think those are the most important questions. Now, I usually start off any quantum physics section of my trainings because we teach quantum physics in our trainings.
Mm-hmm.
But we teach a very simplistic overview of it, and we're more interested in the application of it. What can you do with the knowledge? I mean, you guys know me already.
Right.
If I learn something new, that's great. It's fun. It's knowledge. You have it from a personal perspective. That's wonderful.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to know what can you do with it? Well, what can I do with this to further empower my life, to make change easier, to assist another individual?
Yeah.
How does this information fit into the aspect of what it is that I do? And quantum physics, for me, what it did was it backed up and verified all the things that we talk about in our trainings. So all the things that we talk about with regards to negative emotions, being in the physical body, at the same time being in an emotional body, and that energy and how that energy can affect you as an individual, or especially what we teach at HUNA, because HUNA is a more esoteric training.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things when we teach the quantum physics section at HUNA is I say the reason why there is such a drawback to or a draw to quantum physics is because it scientifically explains many of the things that we've been talking about from a spiritual aspect. One of the more recent trends that I've seen, and I think I've talked to the two of you about this,
mm-hmm.
maybe about 5 or 10 years ago, people were very interested in working on the 3 big areas of their life, health, career, and relationship.
Right.
More recently, I've seen individuals wanting to work on the spiritual aspects of their life. That's
right.
Not to say that individuals still aren't working on those three.
There's a feeling of working on an inner basis, definitely. I mean, we've seen that growth in the past 5 years just from doing the show, Matt, that people are wanting more inner knowledge.
Right.
So
people are focusing inward. There is a greater focus inward, and the reason why there is such a draw to quantum physics is because quantum physics explains it from a scientific perspective. We've all been brought up, for your listeners, most of them, not all of them, but most of them were brought up in Western thinking. And Western thinking says, prove it to me.
Right.
Western thinking says, you need to prove to me what it is that you're saying. And I remember because when my father used to teach with the company, he was up on stage, and this is a while back.
Mm-hmm.
This is in the 80s now. And he got up on stage and said, stress isn't good for the body. And a person raised their hand and said, there's no proof of that. Someone actually started arguing. When I first started teaching, that back in the 90s, I had someone arguing with me that anger has any link to heart attacks or heart disease, or that a person who's feeling sad will experience a depressed immune system. But the funny thing is there were already books out on that. Deepak mm-hmm. Chopra, who calls himself a quantum biologist,
mm-hmm.
the medical doctor, he was already saying all the things that we're going to be talking about today, you know, mm-hmm. like what is taught and what the bleep. Deepak Chopra was saying that almost 20 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, he was ahead of his times in this idea. So this isn't new knowledge. What has happened, though, is that it has become more widely accepted, in my opinion.
Yeah. You know, Matt, it's interesting because I think back maybe, wondering about this. When in the olden days, so to speak.
In the olden days,
when parents weren't so worried about being politically correct, and, you know, in the times that I was brought up, you know, we didn't think about ADD and ADHD and all these other things that on all these other diseases that were out that now have names to them. If you were sick, you were sick. It's kind of like that song that what's his name sings back when
a Coke was just
back
a Coke.
When a Coke
yeah.
was just yeah, a Coke. You know,
Tim McGraw.
You know, the interesting thing I say, the reason I'm bringing that up is because. You know, I wonder if we've been projecting too much, and if quantum physics has, if that would be classified as a quantum theory or quantum physics, that we project and end up creating literally our society that we have today just because of unconscious fears we may have had 20 years ago.
There are, let's see, this is a very intricate question.
Yeah.
So first of all, I'm working on my degree in psychology.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who's been diagnosed with something, you've mm-hmm. got to see a medical doctor, you've got to see a psychiatrist, psychologist, because it has become a part of their reality.
Right.
That's the key point, though. It's become a part of their reality.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever noticed with things like ADD or even something as controversial as AIDS or cancer, you'll find mixed opinions on it. In other words,
right.
there are books that are written on ADD. For example, the book Beyond ADD, and the author is just escaping me right now.
Right.
But the name of the book is Beyond ADD /ADHD, and this author basically says that in their opinion, it doesn't exist. There is no ADD.
Yeah, yeah.
Then there are books that say ADD isn't ADD, it's kids eating too much sugar, because
right.
what they're doing is they're having... they're going into blood sugar crashes, and they're losing attention, or they're becoming hyperactive. And then I've done studies in in my degree where they've shown that there's no correlation to sugar
right.
and behavior.
Right.
And they've used placebos to prove that. So the interesting point, and this is taught by quantum physics. Have you noticed that, first of all? Have you noticed that there are studies that say yes, this is true, and studies that say no, it's not true?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's always conflicting information. Yes.
So there's conflicting information in science, in medicine, in mm-hmm. psychology. Now, why is that? The reason why that is, and it's explained by quantum physics, is that basically anytime you go looking for something, you're going to find it. And
yeah.
it goes back to the double slit experiment. And the double slit experiment is a common reference in quantum physics. And I actually did the double slit experiment when I was in elementary school. A lot of people did. That's where you take a box and you put one slit so that light can shine through it. And as that light goes through, you put a wall of cardboard. We used cardboard.
Right.
And you created two slits on that wall of cardboard that were spaced apart. And what would happen was you would think that the light would go through the first, so that goes to the first opening. And then you would think that it would kind of go through the second two openings, and that on the back of the box, you would have these two beams of light, because you would think that it would just split it.
Right.
But what you actually get is you get bands of light and dark across the back. And this double slit experiment was done back in the 1800s.
Interesting.
Now, the funny thing is that back at the late 1800s, scientists actually believed that they had figured out everything there was to figure out about the entire universe.
Mm-hmm.
They actually considered closing the patent office because one person had said that everything that was ever going to be invented was already invented, so there's no reason to have the patent office open anymore. And scientists were actually proclaiming, and this is in articles, this is in lectures, we've discovered everything there is to discover, we've figured everything out, everything except light and optics. And they really couldn't wrap their brain around light and optics. And what happened was they were confused as to how light behaved. In the double slit experiment, it shows light behaving as a wave. So light acting as a wave creates this band of light and dark on the back of the box. And this band of light and dark is kind of like if you take two rocks and throw them in the pond at the same time, you get these ripples or waves coming out from those two rocks going into the pond.
Right.
Where they intersect, where they hit each other, you're going to have high points and low points. Those are called an interference pattern, two waves interfering with each other.
Right.
So that's what happens when light acts like a wave. Now, when they did the double slit experiment, they said, ah, we figured it out. Light acts like a wave. Let's take a picture of it. Let's analyze this on a photographic plate so that we can prove this and publish this in the magazine. And when they took a picture of it, they noticed that light was acting like a particle. A particle is like a little dot of light.
Right.
And what they rapidly found, and I usually talk about this for a little bit longer, so what they rapidly found was that if you set up an experiment to look at light behaving as a wave, light acted like a wave. And if you set up an experiment to look at light behaving as a particle, it behaves as a particle.
So it'll do what we believe it's going to do, or what we see it's what we're setting it up for to do.
Exactly.
So
and this is well written up in the book Holographic Universe by Michael Taubert. It's
right.
a must read. It's probably one of the simplest quantum physics books because I've read a lot of them, and some of them I just get confused by the end of it.
Yeah, I mean, well, this is the whole thing. Some of this quantum physics stuff is very confusing for people. I know that I get confused by it. If we go too deep, I feel like we're not making any sense, but in fact,
it's
we
true.
Actually are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, the double split experiment really actually leads me to a question of, okay, so you've set up this environment with the two slits, but you're having one stream of information coming through. So is the one stream of information the actual, and then the double split is just the interpretation of it? Is that what's happening? So there is like a one truth of the matter that's coming in, but just the interpretation and the belief system around it is what's defining.
That could be one way of looking at it. I think that would be taking it more into the realm of what's our interpretation of that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you're just looking at basically how the light is behaving, and they did a variety of different experiments because you got to understand that this double slit experiment really bothered scientists because at the time there was a major focus on Newtonian physics, and Newtonian physics is if I drop a rock, it's going to hit the ground.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Quantum physics doesn't deal with gravity. It deals with bended space instead of gravity.
I remember in What the Bleep, they dropped the basketball, and the basketball they showed it actually never touched the ground.
Right.
It, because the energy of the ground and it just...
And the energy of the ball, therefore, just pushed against each other like a magnet.
Right.
Right. So that's more of a quantum physics. Now, so with a double slit experiment, and this is, again, in Holographic Universe, I really like the explanation. Scientists even got to the point where they said, okay, well, we're going to send out a single particle of light. We're going to send out a single particle of light into the box that has the two slits, the one slit where the light comes through and the two slits that it can choose to go through either side.
Right.
And then they would set up an experiment to measure what side it would go through. Mm-hmm. And every time they set up an experiment to measure the single particle going through the right side, it would go through the right side. And every time they set it up to go through the left side, it would go through the left side.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That began bothering them. So then they just started sending out particle after particle after particle. And what happened was, as these particles went through the two slits and hit the back of the box, it didn't just hit the back of the box anywhere. The single particles of light hit the back of the box only in the space where it would appear as if it was acting as a wave. So remember where I said there were bands of light and dark?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
None of the single particles ever went to a space where there would be a band of dark.
Interesting.
So even as a particle, it would act as a wave. And it became known as the wave-particle duality, or the duality theory of light, that light is simultaneously a wave and a particle. And really, this, and why is this important? Because the whole question is why. Well, so what? So what? Light acts like a
so,
wave.
So we know this. What is this going to do for us, Matt?
Right, right. You know why? Because if I switch on a light, I want to be able to see in the dark. You know. So who cares if it's a particle or a light? What does this mean? And what it means is, if you go looking for something, quantum physics has proven that you're going to find it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go looking for your life or your world to be filled with sadness, anger, or fear, you will find it.
Because
in any city, no matter how beautiful or how ugly you perceive it to be, if you look for beauty, you'll find it. If you look for ugliness, you'll find it.
If you look for money, you're going to find it.
If you look for prosperity and money, you're going to find it. If you look for a perfect relationship, you're going to find it. If in your thinking and in your entire physiology, you believe that there's nothing out there for you of beauty or happiness, it's just not going to be there.
Yeah.
And it's proven by quantum physics that your eyes, as the observer, who you are, you observe your universe into being, and you create what you want.
This is very important information, and you know, as much as I want to continue on talking about this, we have to take a break.
So we'll just hold on to that thought,
hold that,
and we'll be able to continue.
Hold that thought. Now, Matt, I want to give out your number because you're doing an event coming up April 28th and the 30th, right? April 28th through the 30th?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's the Empowering Your Life Seminar. We're going to talk more about that when we come back because we've got some giveaways you're giving away today, are you not?
We are. We're doing some giveaways with you.
So we'll tell you about those giveaways when we come back. My name is Cameron.
And I'm Lucia.
And if you have any questions, 877-230-3062. We'll be right back.
There are times the world gets us down and we wonder why we are here, what our soul purpose is. At times like this, just reading something uplifting can uplift and strengthen us. Maitreya, an energy source from the world beyond ours, has given us simple writings to help us when these times come. You can read them on our website at www.maitreya-edu.org. That's Maitreya, maitreya-edu.org.
Have you ever wondered how your life would be without depression, stress, and anxiety? How would it feel to access your full potential? Dr. Schaub Accelerated Breakthrough Program helps you to use the power of your subconscious mind to go beyond any perceived blocks and limitations. If you're ready for results, call for a free phone consultation at 206-323-2762. That's 206-323-2762. Or visit www.cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com. Joanne Roencook has helped thousands master good health and happiness. Her book, Choices for Health and Happiness, links the food-mood connection. It's what you're eating and what's eating you that makes the difference. Joanne's approach to aging, health, and happiness is uniquely simple. Call 1-800-957-4852. That's 1-800-957-4852. Or go to joannroencook.com. That's joannroencook.com. Help is only a call away.
This segment is brought to you by Voice of Choices Magazine. For a copy of your Voice of Choices magazine, visit the Healing Arts Wellness and Research Center or visit www.voiceofchoices.org. That's voiceofchoices.org.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Cameron.
And I'm Lucia.
And we'd like to welcome everybody into our chat room, of course. Don't forget about our live chat room. If you listen to us on ContactTalkRadio.com, you can go to our chat room, and there's actually a couple of people in there chatting. And
chatting,
having a good time,
having conversations about the conversation that's happening here right now.
I think so, yeah. And of course, Matt James is with us this morning. And Matt, you know, you're going to give away some. The topic today, of course, is quantum physics, but we are giving away an induction CD to Timeline Therapy. Correct? Oops. There we go.
There we go.
Put your back on.
Now you can answer.
So you're giving away an induction CD to Timeline.
Timeline induction CD, yes.
Timeline induction CD. So for everybody that calls this number, 1-800-800-7000. 6463, you are all going to receive an induction timeline CD. So if you'd like to get this timeline CD, then give a call right now to 800-800-6463. Every caller that calls in from Contact Talk Radio gets that CD of Timeline. 1-800-800-6463. That tune just does not leave my head when I say that. 800, that's the whole quantum thing too, I'm
sure.
And it's
800-800-MIND. If you can't remember the number, it's 800-800-MIND.
M-I-N-D, that's right. Mm-hmm. And you're also giving away another ticket for your event, and we're going to give that away on the next commercial break.
Yes.
So how about that? Now, quantum physics. Very interesting. Actually, you know what? Before we get to that, I want to remind people about your event. April 28th to the 30th, the Empowering Your Life Seminar is happening April 28th and the 30th. If you would like to attend this event or you'd like more information, call that toll-free number at 1-800-800-6463. Because in that event, you're going to be talking about the quantum theories are going to be talked about, correct?
Yeah, we actually just recently revamped our events. And this event used to run on a Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and we've actually changed it now. So it runs on a Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, because a lot of people were giving us feedback that they would like to be able to attend the entire event. So we've revamped it, and we've added in a lot new theories based on things that we've incorporated recently, including quantum physics. Because what I found was that the people that were coming to the event were well educated in what we were already teaching.
Okay.
And
so
that could just be your listeners. I don't know. In
right.
the Seattle area, they were showing up going, "Hey, I already know this stuff."
We got really wicked smart listeners.
Yeah. I already know this. Yeah. Tell me something I don't already know.
No kidding. No kidding. I tell you, they're awesome.
That's the thing, Matt. You know, you've been doing this for a long time, and I guess that's one of the questions I do have for you. It's not necessarily a quantum question, but you've been teaching this for a long time now. How do you get your new information? Because let's say somebody wants to take the workshop, it's already taken it, but they go, "Well, I've already taken this," and it's the same thing. Is there always something new added to the information? Because I mean, like anything else, we're always making new discoveries.
We do our best to add in everything that we learn along the way to our trainings, and we add in what we learn at the appropriate level.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we teach longer trainings, as you know, a one-week practitioner training, a two-week master practitioner
right.
training. And in those trainings, we definitely have moved that around. The master practitioner training has evolved, even over the past 3 years, quite a bit. There's been a ton of changes that have taken place. And the weekend event, because it's an introductory event, the problem is that you get people that are in there from a wide variety.
Right.
of levels of understanding. And sometimes we get people in there that have read every quantum physics book and have been to every other training.
Yeah.
And so for them, I think that the people that have done that really enjoyed the tools and the technique, the
mm-hmm.
application of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are people that have come in there that haven't ever heard of any of this.
Right.
And in which case, they're just gobbling up the information. And we do our best to give resources as to, hey, here's where you can read more about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's other trainings that we do. I love to just make sure that people walk out of there not only with a set of tools and techniques, but also a understanding of where they can continue to learn this, whether it's
right.
through audio, through books, or more live events. We always provide that opportunity.
Right. Listen, Matt, we have a question in our chat room. I want to read it to you. Can quantum physics and your work, the work you're teaching, enhances one's communication with spirit? So somebody wants to communicate with their higher self and their own spiritual self. Can the way you teach quantum physics in your courses help people do that?
Absolutely, and I believe it does.
Okay.
And the reason why that I believe it does is that, and I have to give credit to Dion Fortune for this. Dion Fortune is a esoteric writer of the 1900s. She's no longer with us. Wonderful, wonderful lady, great story. She basically one day began to recall information from past lives. And whether or not you believe in past lives, this is
mm-hmm.
an amazing story.
Mm-hmm.
And she began to recall information about esoteric teachings, and she felt so compelled by this information that she had to begin to write. So she stopped everything that she was doing, and she just began writing book after book after book. And by her own story, by how she explains what happened, one day there was literally a group of people that showed up, I guess either where she lived or at her work or someplace.
Yeah.
And they were people that were part of, how would you say, major esoteric orders. I don't remember if it was Masonic or what order it was, but it was pretty high up esoteric orders. And they showed up and they said, we're here basically because we've read your books and you have given away all of our secrets. And you must have taken oaths, and these oaths require you now to pay back or to be punished for giving away your secrets. And she said,
oh, interesting.
And she said, go ahead and look in your books. Go ahead and look in your records. I've never been initiated in any of your orders. I came by this information on my own.
Right.
And whether you want to call that Jung collective unconscious or what her perception was, I guess, past lives, she brought all this information in. And the people actually did a background search on her, found that she had never been initiated in any of these orders, offered her initiation. She said no because she wanted to teach it.
Right.
Now, the reason why I bring up Dion Fortune is because she didn't really have a major, how would I say, foundation in quantum physics. Her,
sure.
Her whole teaching was esoterics. Her whole teaching was connection with spirit and empowering yourself. And the very one of the most important things she said, in my opinion, is that a thorough study of the mind must precede any study of the esoteric.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what she meant by that is that you have to do a study of the conscious and unconscious mind in before or in conjunction with any study of the higher self or the collective unconscious or spirit.
Right, right.
And the reason why she believed that was very simple, and that is because spiritual connection or spiritual energy comes down in through the unconscious and then up into the conscious mind. Spirit doesn't connect directly with the conscious mind, and this is true across almost every system, whether it's Native American, Hawaiian, Huna, which is what we teach. And even in Western teachings, it goes through the unconscious. So a study of quantum physics strengthens your understanding of the bond between the conscious and unconscious mind.
Right.
And it also proves things like, have you ever heard people say in esoteric teachings that we're all beings of light?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of the really neat things about quantum physics is that, and I remember in elementary school they talked about the atom.
Right, I remember that.
You remember the talk of the atom, right?
The atom, yep.
And I even remember the teacher saying the atom is called the atom because it's the smallest particle. Now, she said scientists have begun to find things smaller.
Right.
But the one thing that's proven right now is the atom. And we have subatomic particles that are actually smaller than atoms, and they're thinking that there's things smaller than that, but we're going to only focus on these things. Well, if you go far enough back, at one point the atom was the smallest thing. There was nothing smaller. They found the tiniest particle or the tiniest piece of who and what we are. Mm-hmm. So they delved deeper than that. They found subatomic particles. They went deeper. They found quarks, neutrinos, quantum particles. They dug deeper than that, and what they found was empty space. And for a while, I remember there were people out there teaching, and they'd bang on something. They'd bang on a piece of wood, and they'd say, this is... look solid, but it's made up of mostly empty space.
Yeah, I mean, if we vibrated it the same way, we could put our hand through the wall type of thing, or we could walk through the doors and that whole thing. So, Matt,
that was taught for a while. Quantum physicists went deeper than that, and what they found was there is a layer deeper than that of which we are mostly made up of raw energy,
right,
or condensed light.
Now, Matt, I want to.
So we are beings of light.
We definitely are beings of light. I mean, this is very, very much. I think a lot of people recognize that, but what has this got to do with the training? And I want you to get clear on this one. What has this got to do with the training, and how is this, again, information going to assist us in our life? Because I just asked a question. Obviously, we can get in touch with our spiritual guides by using the theories of quantum physics, but how is this, knowing about small particles is great for knowledge, but how is that going to help us in our lives?
Right. And the way that helps us out in our lives is that quantum physics has shown that there is connectedness between what our thinking is and what our physical body is.
Right.
Now, you guys have seen the movie What the Bleep, right?
Right.
Okay. It's like I would recommend that movie to just about anybody who's wanting to get an idea of what it is that we're talking about, especially if you've never read any quantum physics books.
Right.
The people who put this movie together, the authors that were involved, the individuals who put it together are really great people.
Yeah, they are.
I've gotten in touch with them, and
we've had them on the show. We've had them on the show, Matt. Yeah, they're amazing people.
Yeah, they're absolutely amazing people, and they took a subject that can be so confusing.
Yeah.
And that can be so out there, and they simplified it, and they said, "Well, why is this important?
Right.
Why is it important for you as an individual?" One of the ways, and there's so many different things that are important out of quantum physics. So,
yeah.
I mean, understanding that we're a being of light or a raw energy, well, that's very helpful if you're doing any energy work, because then you realize you are the energy.
Yeah.
That there's no difference between you and the energy in the universe. Why is it important about the little quantum particles? Because in Jungian psychology, Carl Jung talks about this idea of perception as projection. That is, mm-hmm. you can only see outside you what is inside.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
quantum physicists have shown that what is inside is a mirror or a reflection of what is outside.
Right, right.
If you look at how subatomic particles go around atoms, it looks like solar systems.
I think for the most part, Matt, that is the hardest one for people to comprehend is that everything around us is a mirror, because the things that we see can be horrific, and yet and other things we see are beautiful, but they are all mirrors. On some level, they're all mirrors of who we are. You know, if somebody would say, well, this war in Iraq, that's not a reflection of what I believe, because that's not my belief, but it's a reflection of humanity as a whole.
Right. Now, how you view the war in Iraq, which my mom always taught me it's not polite to talk about politics.
Right.
Especially at 6:43 my time.
Well, and I'm not bringing it up to talk about politics. I'm using it as an example.
I'm making a joke.
Is this a 6? Well, this is a 6:43 a.m. joke.
Yeah, it's a
okay.
I know it's 9:43 for you guys. But no, so here's the question now.
Yeah.
Whether or not you support the war, or whether or not you're against the war, whether or not you think that we're doing the right thing or the wrong thing,
right.
That's a whole nother discussion.
Okay, listen, we got to hold this thought here for a second, because we actually have to go to commercial break. I want to give out your number. We're giving a ticket away for the event, for one ticket for the event. The first caller through to 877-230-3062 is going to get a ticket for your event coming up April 28th through the 30th. If you would like to attend this event and you know you can go, give us a call right now, 877-230-3062. The first caller through to that number is going to get themselves a ticket for Matt's event coming up April 28th through the 30th right here in Seattle. So just stay on, just let the phone ring, because we'll get to you. If you would like to go to the event, give them a call, 800-800-6463. That's 1-800-800-6463 or 800-800-MIND. For every caller that does call the 800-800-6463, you are going to get an Induction Timeline CD, Induction to Timeline CD. So give a call right now to that number, and you'll get yourself an Induction CD to Timeline. We'll be right back with Matt James.
There are times the world gets us down and we wonder why we are here, what our sole purpose is. At times like this, just reading something uplifting can uplift and strengthen us. Maitreya, an energy source from the world beyond ours, has given us simple writings to help us when these times come. You can read them at www.maitreya-edu.org. That's Maitreya, Maitreya-edu.org.
I was looking for a caring, compassionate, and holistic dentist when I heard of Dr. Stickney from my naturopath. You know about me, I've had some bad dental experiences in the past, so I put off going to the dentist. As soon as I stepped into Dr. Stickney's office, though, I felt a lot calmer. His team was warm and caring, and they put me at ease right away. During my exam, Dr. Stickney explained everything he was doing and why he was doing it. You know, I even had the opportunity to see my teeth as he looked at them with a small camera. And because he only sees one patient at a time, I didn't feel rushed, and he answered all the questions I had. He treated me with respect regarding my views on alternative health and is willing to work with my health care providers. I'll be going back to Dr. Stickney for all my dental work. I'll tell you, he's earned my trust, and I'm sure he'll earn yours, too. Give him a call today at 206-728-1330. The number again is 206-728-1330. Or visit his website at seattledentalcare.com.
My Search for the Afterlife is a book that explores real communications between a father and his deceased son. A rare number theory is developed during Dennis Spaulding's quest. My Search for the Afterlife is a book that shares a theory believed to help his son and other spirits validate the messages they sent across worlds. To learn more about this unique and moving book, visit their website at mysearchfortheafterlife.com. That's mysearchfortheafterlife.com.
Are you tired of taking the same old fad nutritional supplements? Then step up to High Life Formulas. High Life Formulas produces unique formulas addressing your herbal and nutritional supplement needs for allergies, blood sugar imbalances, prostate enlargement, cholesterol problems, as well as women's and men's herbal hormone nutritional supplement needs. If you want unique non-fad supplements, call High Life Formulas at 877-582-HERB. That's 877-582-HERB. High Life Formulas. Insurance for a healthier life.
Hi, I'm Phyllis Goodrich, sharing technology that has stunned me with its fast healing abilities. Tachyon, faster than the speed of light, this energy feeds the body exactly what it needs to heal itself. 100% of my clients have found results. With Tachyon, the body makes all the decisions, leaving zero room for error. It's fast. It's uncomplicated. It works. Call me at 206-352-8611 for a free consultation or a CD to learn more.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Live with Cameron and Lucia. My name is Cameron.
And I'm Lucia.
And we're very happy to have you here with us.
Happy.
Now, we got Matt James on the show on the phone with us today, and we're talking about quantum physics. And Matt, I know I left off talking about something, but I actually, because we're running to the end of the show, I actually want to I want to finish this off. I want to ask you some other questions. One of the questions that came in was, what does quantum physics have to do with healing, and do we need to understand quantum physics to do healing work on ourselves or others?
Do you have to understand it?
Mm-hmm.
I think it would help.
Mm-hmm.
I think that quantum physics would help to understand healing because, and I think this goes back to where we left off right before the break,
mm-hmm.
this whole idea of perceptions. How do you perceive the world outside yourself? And this is one of the tougher areas that people have to grasp, just like you said, and you had brought up this idea of the war in Iraq.
Right.
How do you react to it?
Yeah.
Examples that I've given in the past with you guys is if you wake up in an angry mood, how does the world looks different than if you wake up in a happy mood?
Right.
Everything looks different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To make it really brief and simple, people think that because they see it, it's real. The thing is that the eyes take the image and flip it upside down to the back of the eye,
mm-hmm.
and then turn it into electrical impulse. It's interpreted by the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So what you see isn't even the right side up. It's flipped upside down. What you hear are just sound waves hitting little tiny hairs in your ear that's transmitted to by electrical impulses to the brain. What people feel, then this is really bizarre and written up in medical journals and stuff, what you feel, like if you touch your arm, you perceive the feeling of touch on your arm, but actually the feeling or the sensation is interpreted in the brain. You're hallucinating that you're feeling it out on your arm.
Mm-hmm.
So even pain or pleasure or any sensation of touch happens in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Even from a physiological, even from a how we are hardwired perspective, everything that you perceive, in other words, your entire world around you is perceived in your head.
Right.
So right. What that means is that you're not actually seeing what is out there. You're not actually seeing reality out there. You are making an internal representation of what you think is out there.
Hmm.
So quantum physics, by the way, takes us to a whole nother level. This is just the biological aspect of it. Everything that you experience in your world around you is experienced inside your head. Now, what that means is that if you take what is being experienced inside your head and you add in everything else to it, what you have in your future, what has occurred in your past, positive emotions, negative emotions, beliefs, and what you are doing in the moment, that can alter your perception of everything that is around you.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Jung came up with this idea from a psychological perspective as perception is projection. So in other words, if you have a lot of anger, when that internal representation is being made in your head, you will look for or materialize the angry aspects of it.
Right.
So you're not actually seeing the world for what it is. You're kind of projecting your stuff out onto the world.
So by projecting your stuff out onto the world, you're allowing yourself. So in other words, what you put out there is how people are going to see you. If you are looking for anger and you're looking to feel anger and sadness and everything else in the world, then that's what you're going to project, and that's how people are going to see you. Correct?
That's correct.
And if you're looking for beauty in the world, and if you're looking for joy, and you're looking for love, and you're looking for the perfect relationship, then also on a level, people are going to see you. Let's say, for instance, people are going to see if you're looking for the perfect relationship, you are going to attract to you people who are going to help you find that perfect relationship.
That's right.
Okay.
Now, so your question of do you need to know quantum physics for healing?
Yeah.
It helps from the aspect of, if you're working with a client who doesn't believe they can be healed, the chances are that they won't be healed.
Yeah.
And recent medical books have also begun to talk about this, that the client's belief system and their emotional state play a major role in whether a person heals from a surgery or doesn't. So not even from an energetic healing perspective, from a allopathic medicine perspective, they're beginning to look at the mind-body connection. So why is all this quantum physics important? It's important because it proves the mind-body connection. In fact,
sure,
to say that the mind and body are connected is kind of like stating the obvious. That would be like saying the head-body connection. All of a sudden we woke up and we realized, oh my God, my head is connected to my body.
I understand, because it is kind of ridiculous now that you put it that way.
Though. Right. How could people not think the mind and body are connected? The mind is contained in the same energetic field as the body. So I kind of always giggled when people would say, oh, yeah, I'm totally into this mind-body stuff. Yeah, me too. Like, I'm into this hand, arm, my head, body. Of course, it's all connected.
Right.
So why is this important for healing? Why is this important for yourself? It's important because finally we have a scientific explanation that has come full circle to ancient teachings. And this quantum physics, the not only the theories, but the research that they have done, the studies that they have done,
mm-hmm.
have proven everything that people have been saying for hundreds, if not thousands of years. We are connected with our universe. We do have the ability inside ourselves to create instantaneous change. We do look outside ourselves, and
right.
we see a reflection of who and what we are. We are empowered beings of light.
Yeah.
We have ultimate energy at our fingertips, and we can create our universe exactly the way we want it as long as we believe that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so when I'm teaching people, when I'm working with people, and no matter what I'm doing, I'm working on the basis or the fundamentals of quantum physics, which is get a person to realize how empowered they are, and that by their very beliefs, they can create a world that they want.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And whether they need to have that proven to them scientifically with quantum physics, whether they need to experience the energy with HUNA, they need to hear it from a psychological perspective. We do our best to bring in that information
right.
to teach that.
Now, listen, Matt, we are running out of time here, and I know that you're going to be back with us, and we're going to have to continue on with some conversations again.
Absolutely.
You know, you're going to be back with us actually next Monday, the 24th at 9 a.m.
I can't believe the hour went by that quick.
I know.
It just snapped by, didn't it?
Doesn't take long, yeah. So, first of all, congratulations to Mike Whitaker. You won the ticket for the event coming up April 28th to the 30th. For everybody else, call 1-800-800-6463 or 800-800-MIND.